This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. The ninth false view of truth, to which I wish to call your attention, is that of holding that men have the right to be wrong about truth. Now, in effect, I have made this point already, but so that the point will be emphasized, permit me to make a separate point of it. To those who claim that we have the right to be wrong about truth, I pose this question. Are you saying that we do not have the obligation to be right about anything at all? Are you saying that there isn't even one thing about which I must be right in order to be saved? Are you saying that we can be wrong about everything involved in Christianity and still be saved? Is it possible that I can be saved if I'm wrong about faith in God? Is it possible that I can be saved if I'm wrong about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it possible that I can be saved if I'm wrong about the gospel? If these things should be the case, then surely the Bible is no prophet at all. For let us call your attention to, first of all, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Here the Bible says, "Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now here is language as plain and simple as it could be made. Notice carefully, without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. Now every child of at least the fourth grade can understand the meaning of that passage. Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. But note how it continues. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so, if there is anything at all about which I do not have the right or the obligation to be right, it is not about faith in God. Let us consider the question, then, of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, there is a very significant passage which says, "Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." Now again, the language is plain and simple, easily understood. There is no reason why anyone should not understand what has here been said about the Lord Jesus Christ. The evidence of the miracles which Jesus performed while he was here on this earth are set forth in the sacred scriptures in order that men might believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing they might have life in his name. Further, we find in the 8th chapter of that same book, John chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus says, "Except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." Now, friends, that language is simple, it's plain, easily understood. There is no reason why anyone should not understand it. I plead with you, therefore, to recognize that we must be right about faith in God and about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It surely, then, is the case that we do not have the right to be wrong about everything. There are at least some things about which we absolutely must be right. We must be right about believing the gospel. Jesus said in the giving of the Great Commission, as recorded in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Now note he is saying here, the one who believes and is baptized shall be saved. The one who believes what? The one who believes what was to be preached. But what was to be preached? The gospel. And so one must believe the gospel in order to be saved. Further, he made clear, those who do not believe will be damned. And he was talking about not believing the gospel. And so we see we must be right about faith in God, faith in Christ, and about faith in the gospel. I plead with you to study your Bible for yourself to see that these things are so.